Enoch is a biblical figure who's the son of Jared and a patriarch and a prophet who lived before the flood. He was the seventh generation from Adam and the father of Methuselah, the longest living man. He walked with God and was one of two people taken up to heaven without dying. He had many visions of the cosmos, judgments, and all the history of the earth documented in the Book of Enoch. He's also mentioned in the books of Genesis, Jude, and Hebrews. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Another interesting biblical reference to Enoch is in the book of Jude, and it's actually a quote from Enoch 1. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." This shows that some level of credibility was given to the oral or written accounts that are attributed to Enoch. Chapters 1 through 36 in the Book of Enoch are the most well-known references to the book that most people are aware of. That's the account of the watchers or angels who rebelled and were cast to the earth. It tells of their lust for women, which caused giants to be born. An account that's also told to us, of course, in the book of Genesis chapter 6. Within these chapters, the angels, their offspring, and the judgment brought upon them is detailed. If the book of Enoch truly is a documentation of the words of Enoch, he prophesied about the great flood of Noah at least 70 years before it happened. "And I looked again, and behold, there were fountains open on the earth in that large village. The water began to boil up and rose over the earth so that the village was not seen while its soil was covered with water. Much water was over it, darkness and clouds. Then I surveyed the height of this water and it was elevated above the village. It flowed over the village and stood higher than the earth. Then all the cows which were collected there while I looked on them were drowned, swallowed up, and destroyed in the water. But the ship floated above it. All the cows, the elephants, the camels, the asses were drowned on the earth, and all cattle. Nor could I perceive them, neither were they able to get out, but perished and sunk into the deep." This sounds very similar to the flood story told to us in Genesis chapter 6. In Enoch chapter 89, there's a very cool passage that sounds similar to what's told to us about the coming New Jerusalem in the book of Revelation. "And I stood up to see till they folded up that old house and carried off all the pillars, and all the beams and ornaments of the house were at the same time folded up with it, and they carried it off and laid it in a place in the south of the land. And I saw till the Lord of the sheep brought a new house greater and loftier than the first, and it set up in the place of the first, which had been folded up. All its pillars were new, and its ornaments were new and larger than those of the first, the old one which he had taken away, and all the sheep were within it." The beauty, the new bigger size, and those who are followers of Jesus the shepherd living in it sound very much similar to what's told to us in Revelation 21 about New Jerusalem. "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." There's another section of prophecies in the Book of Enoch in chapters 91 and 93, and it's referred to as the Apocalypse of the Weeks. This revelation depicts a total of 10 different weeks. The weeks stand for various eras of human history, and the final weeks point to the very end of that history. The first judgment on the Watchers, the first judgment on humans, establishment of righteous and their role in judgment, Mosaic revelation, first temple built, first temple destroyed, an apostate generation will rise, establishment of righteous and their role in judgment, the last judgment on humans, the last judgment on the Watchers. There's similarities in these prophecies with the Book of Daniel and the Book of Revelation, and as of right now, where we are in this current timeline would be in week 8. When it comes to counting generations, there's sometimes disputes between how to establish the time frames, but in Enoch 10:12, there is a prophecy of something drastic happening in 70 generations, and what happened about 70 generations from Enoch was Jesus Christ came to the earth. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys on the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. The Book of Enoch is not the inspired word of God, but at the very least, it seems to be a book that was written by someone who deeply believed and followed God. Throughout history, God didn't only speak to the people that we have the accounts of it in the Bible. There were 8 other disciples of Jesus, and we don't have any of their writings, and you can be sure that they would have a lot to say about the Lord besides what we've heard in the current Gospels. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. God has spoken to people all throughout human existence. Everyone who follows Jesus has God working in their lives. The same way we would pick up a book now from a Christian author and seek to learn something more about God and our relationship with Him is at the very least a way that I think we can view the Book of Enoch. It's a historical text, it validates the same things that the Bible says are true, and even a section of it is paraphrased and referenced in the Bible, which means something about this book must be significant. This is the vision which I saw while I slept, and I awoke and blessed the Lord of righteousness and gave Him glory. Then I wept with a great weeping, and my tears stayed not till I could no longer endure it. When I saw, they flowed on account of what I had seen. For everything shall come and be fulfilled. And all the deeds of men in their order were shown to me. On that night I remembered the first dream, and because of it I wept and was troubled, because I had seen that vision. The origins of the Book of Enoch are unknown, but when we're looking at history and historical texts, especially ones that have very similar stories or exact parallel stories to the ones we know in the Bible, I think we can use these to learn from them, use them to back up the biblical truths that we know are for sure true, because at the end of the day, really what it comes down to is that the Holy Bible, the 66 books found within it, are the only true, perfect word of God, and we need to always fully rely and fall back on that. I hope and pray you're well. Let me know what you think in the comments. Thanks for watching, and God bless.